something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara here, and on the line we have got Gareth Allard, puppetry director of Warhorse. God, we're off to a great start, aren't we, Gareth?
Hello. How are you?
Great. Now listen, tell me first of all about Warhorse. I know that it is a production that's been going for a long, long time, and I have actually never seen it. So you'll have to explain. You have a lot of explaining to do today, basically, Gareth. You'll have to explain what it is. 8 years at the West End in London, 7 million people have seen it. So off you go.
Yeah, so I'm the resident puppetry director on the show at the moment. So there's a lot of puppetry in the play. It's the most incredible piece of theatre. It's a production by the National Theatre. It started in London in 2007. And like you said, it's been seen by millions and millions of people all across the world. And we're really privileged and lucky. We're part of this UK and international tour at the moment, and there's a company, it's about 60 people that tour with it full time. And the story is, it's a young boy called Albert who has a horse that is bid on by his dad in an auction, and he falls in love with that horse, and they have this incredible friendship, and the horse is sold to the First World War, and Albert goes in search of his horse Joey. And that's a sort of brief overview, but the horse itself is a puppet horse. And it's operated by three people. And you have this incredible company telling this story. But at the center is this puppet horse. And it's living and it's breathing and it's thinking and feeling. And we convince you really strongly that this is a living, breathing horse. Mm. And then the story continues. So the play starts in Iddesleigh in a village in Devon in 1912. And it goes through then to the outbreak of the war and through the First World War itself. And it follows the journey of Albert, the young boy, and Joey, the horse, and all the other characters that interact with them and share the journey as they go.
Yeah.
It's the most incredible piece of theatre. I was really lucky. I used to puppeteer the head of Joey whilst the play was in the West End for a couple of years. And then I've returned to the play as one of the resident directors. I'm the resident puppetry director, and there's an incredible creative team to which I get to share that sort of creative responsibility. It's an incredible thing to see.
Can I ask, how did you get involved in this line of work?
So I trained as an actor, and I totally fell in love with physical ensemble storytelling, of which Warhorse is. And I have worked as an actor mainly in the theatre, and started then to do different creative responsibilities, whether that's puppetry or movement or circus skills or things. So anything that's very physical, it tends to be my sort of area of interest. And I work a lot with young people. I think one of the amazing things about this play is that for a lot of young people, this is potentially the first piece of theatre that they've seen. And it's the most incredible privilege to know that every time you perform that play, or every time we arrive at the theatre each day, there is a handful of young people who we might convince them to, or they might fall in love with theatre and the arts and being creative and inspire them in that way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a really important duty of care to that, you know?
Yeah. You're painting a wonderful picture of life working in the theatre. Can it be tough as well, Gareth?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. It's, you know, you're a freelancer. You know, if as a career as an actor or any creative type in the theatre. And it is difficult, but in my experience, the rewards that come with it are astonishing. It's totally worth the uphill climbs for the incredible descents. You know, if you think of like any other hobby of like cycling and running and sport and things, yes, you work hard, but I don't ever consider it as work. You know, it is.
It's your hobby
passion
that you've turned into a career.
It's such a huge passion of mine,
I suppose,
you know?
In the same way as, you know, I'm doing radio. Radio's the hobby, and yet I'm getting paid for it. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. And I think that's really important. I think that's really important at any time, but especially at the moment. I feel I talk to a lot of young people, and I think to decide what it is you would how you most like to spend your time. And what excites you, what makes you curious, and where is your passion at? And then do that. And I feel really privileged that that's what I get to do on a day-to-day basis.
Did you do other jobs, though, along the way?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of things?
Yeah. So I used to help out in a car garage, help the mechanics out, and I used to work in supermarkets and different restaurants and things. And then you train as an actor, and I graduated and moved to London. And you get various different jobs, waiting jobs and event jobs, you know, to make ends meet and pay the bills. But the thing is that it's all worth it. I think a lot of people think that, you know, if you work full time in the theatre and you have a headshot and you have these credits, that you have everything sorted out, and you really don't. It's just about being open and courageous, hardworking, and simple things like turning up on time and being a good company member. Uh-huh. And striving to do good work, like strive to do really good work. Doesn't matter what your job is.
Because I would imagine, although it's quite a big industry, it's also very small. So you probably would get a name for yourself if you weren't reliable, or if you were a bit of a lazy L so-and-so, or,
yeah,
you know, people. And everybody knows everybody as well. So they'd recommend you, or they'd say, don't go near him with a barge pole.
Yeah, totally. And the amazing thing about a play like War Horse is that, you know, we're gonna tell you this huge important story, and we're gonna work really hard. Every single department, not just the cast. It's a huge production. Everyone's gonna work really, really hard. And if we do our jobs well, you will totally believe that these puppets are real, living, breathing horses. And the puppeteers that operate those puppets, they'll convince you that they don't exist whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to get to the end of the play, and you sort of forgot that they were there, and yet you can see them clearly. We don't apologize for them being there. You can see that they're these puppeteers, but they're going to work so hard. But if they do their job well, they cease to exist, and this one character, this living, breathing, thinking, feeling horse that's experiencing the war, we convince you of that life. You know, it requires such generosity and hard work from everyone involved. And that's why I keep coming back to this play. And that's why I think it's moving. And that's why I think of an evening, it's greater than the sum of its parts. And the audience go away having experienced something truly remarkable.
Do things ever go wrong?
Well, it's live theatre. it's live theatre.
Because I want to keep an eye out just in case on the opening night.
No, we have. It's live theatre. I mean, we have, rarely does anything dramatic. You know, we are very well rehearsed, and we're all very experienced in what we do to make sure that we've covered all bases. And there's an incredible technical team that look after every, you know, technical aspect of the show, from the puppets themselves. We have an incredible puppet technician team, all the way through to the, you know, the lighting and the sound department and our stage management team. No, we all look after each other. We're like one big family, you know? So we make sure that we've got each other's backs.
Good. Nothing is going to go wrong when you come to Dublin. So you're coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. You're going to be here on the 10th until the 27th of April. So long enough run, I suppose, as well. And then, no doubt, on the road again after that as well, Garth.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What an adventure.
Absolutely brilliant. War Horse on at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Thanks so much for the chat.
No, thank you very much.
Cheers. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.